Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome back to another episode of Heartburst. I am Ifoma.
And I am Jess. Welcome.
So today, I just want to talk about my experience. So last night, I had signed up for a mediumship class. My first one. So a little background. I'm definitely a psychic medium. I'm very highly intuitive, and I used to give like Reiki healings. I'm also a Reiki master teacher, but I used to give Reiki healings and tarot sessions, and then I got really burnt out because I had horrible boundaries and I would take on everybody else's crap. And then I got really sick. So I have not done that in like a I guess professional sense for a long time. But it's like a part of me, it has never left. And I think it just comes out when, like, every day, like talking to friends, making decisions, whatever. But I have intentionally stayed away from practicing mediumship, and then also recently intentionally gone towards mediumship. And so I had my
When
very first. You have a question? Sorry.
no, I was just gonna say, which just the whole essence of like being guided toward doing something and wanting to do something and then feeling that resistance is such a very human part of being human, I think, because it is scary to dive into something new, especially something like that is so powerful. And even if you know that you're very gifted at it, it can be overwhelming,
Oh yeah, 100%. And I mean, in so many ways, I don't think I was ready because I was still deeply healing, all these things. So I can hear like people in the stairs.
I'm sorry. I'm recording this episode in the hallway. I do not have Wi-Fi yet. Basically, our entire experience of recording these episodes, I have either been getting ready to move or I've since moved, but without Wi-Fi. So thank you for bearing with us.
If I stop sometimes, it's because I hear people in the hallway, and I know they can't hear me because she has headphones on. For those of you who just are listening, but yeah.
Well,
Anywho,
hopefully you won't even hear this because the app will take this part out.
true. Hopefully, let's keep our fingers
Yeah,
crossed.
let's
Okay,
see.
so mediumship. I took my first class, and it's with a psychic medium that I've known at this point for over 20 years. I grew up in New Hampshire. She was definitely one of the very first mediums, like psychic readings I've ever had in my life. And her energy, I'm glad that we're still so connected, because she's just magnificent. She's a wonderful
What's
person. She's a very
her name?
Lauren Rainbow. She actually has a mediumship deck with John Holland. She's done bigger events. She does a lot of workshops. I'll leave her links down below. So if you guys want to check her out, she has lots of workshops, classes in person and on Zoom. I am not in New Hampshire currently, and I was able to participate. So back to it. She had a workshop in December, and that was, I mean, it was good. It was great because this is something that I have, it's like there's a part of me. That something that's for my highest and best, I am, like you said, I can get very resistant towards. And it just makes me know that, okay, this is something that my soul needs, right? So I did that class. It was wonderful. I learned, stuff. I still have been in the space of not trusting the mediumship aspect. I fully trust my psychic intuitive stuff, though. And then the class I took last night, it's a 4-week series. And it was wildly fascinating. And like, I just knew I had to be there, right? So I was like, I'm just happy to be here. No idea what this is for, no idea where it will go the long term. It just feels like it's something that's really expansive for myself and also to round out what I've already been doing in a way, like developing those skills. But like we had a bunch of little breakout rooms within the Zoom room, and we got to practice back and forth. And the two people I practiced with, it was just two people one-on-one, myself and another person. And they were, the first one was really good because she did it in layers. She's like, first we're going to use your psychic intuitive stuff. And like that was very spot on. The second one was all mediumship, and I kept getting my grandfather. But at the end of it, I'm like, okay, I don't know why my grandfather was coming through. I'm like, but did your person have suspenders? Did they work with their hands? Were they welders? All this stuff like that. And she's like, oh my gosh, yes. I'm like, oh, so it's fascinating how somebody from my life was showing me a message for her, and it was her father, so I was like,
Beautiful.
that's wild how it I don't understand this stuff, but I get it at a deep level, if that makes any sense. And then the last exercise, there's like 13 of us in a room, and we're doing a group practice where we are all meditating at the same time. We're all picking up on spirit at the same time. And then Lauren Rainbow would pick people to explain like what they saw, what they're feeling, and help guide us deeper. So we are not just linking with spirit, but we're also like trying to blend with spirit. And everybody who had a turn to talk, because we only had half an hour left of class, the spirit that was coming through for them was correlated to somebody else in the room. So it was really cool to see that validation firsthand. And it was really cool to just see, I think, with the power of all of us collectively meditating, how fast and easy spirit was coming through, you know? And I'm glad I didn't have to turn to speak, because one, this shit scares me, but scares me in a way that I know that like I'm on the right path. Two, the message I was receiving, which is wild to me because it correlates directly with beautiful Jess over here. It was a message from somebody dear to her who has passed a while ago, and he came through very strong. And when I got, because I knew bits and pieces of his story from Jess telling me, but I don't know him. I've never met him. I just know that he's wildly important to her and that he in spirit is with her every day. But the fact that he came through me to be able to tell Jess a message, and she wasn't even in the room. So I'm like, okay, I'm glad that I don't get to share, because he's not for anybody else, but he's for Jess. And the fact that he came through so strong. And so this morning I messaged her. I'm like, I think it's Tyler who came through, and I kept seeing dark hair. So I was like really nervous to ask you like if he had blonde hair, which would be my ego being like, oh, you're wrong. But I mean, that's part of learning, right? It's okay to be
absolutely
wrong. But it was so spot on. I was like, holy weird, awesome. What? My mind is melting. But at the same time, it feels so right. Like, yay, I'm doing what I need to be doing. Thank you, soul, for guiding me. Thank you, spirit, universe, God, all the above, for guiding me. And yeah, it's just been an interesting journey of all of following the trail, following the little nuggets. You know, first I started with, I want to understand tarot, because I had something that happened in my life that kind of led me on this path. And for me, the awakening has been correlated with traumatic events get me to change, to shake me up. So then from that traumatic event, I went and I'm like, okay, I need to understand this language more. I'm going to take a tarot class. So I took a series of tarot classes from beginner to advanced, and I want to be around like-minded people who could understand spirit and understand what was happening on a deeper level than our surface 3D, you know? And then from there, I'm like, oh, Reiki is calling out to me. So I just kept following these little nuggets and going down this path. And I don't know, it's always been a part of me. I feel like I just was born this way. I feel like I've always been highly intuitive, psychic, sensitive. I think growing up, I think one, it freaked out my dad. And I think he, not consciously, like it wasn't like his intent, but I think part of him snuffed out that energy in me, if that makes sense, because it freaked him out so much. And then just growing up with our background, my dad was born and raised in Nigeria, and well, because colonialism and all of that came through, they are now Christian Catholic, and their belief is very Bible-esque. I have a lot to say about religion, so that's a different conversation for a different day. But because of all of that, I think that's what freaked him out. And then, you know, you integrate into society, right? You integrate into school and you're amongst other people, and nobody else for me was able to do similar things. And I think I just kind of let it go as time went on. And I've always felt that deep innate sense of connection. And it was only truly, it first probably started opening up more when I went through yoga teacher training. And I was at the same time doing my holistic nutrition certification, because that opens you up on a different level too. Because even though spirit is energetic, what we do, mind, body, soul, physically, how we're eating, it's 100% connected. Yeah, just following the path of these nuggets. So I guess that's to say, anybody who is out there listening, any little nugget of inspiration you get to follow, if you're curious about your own spiritual journey or what you need to do or should do, or I don't like the need and should, but like the directions that your soul is calling you to go, just explore it. Have fun. Absolutely. Like, not serious. Like, you know, just enjoy.
Absolutely. And I think like, what's that?
I said ramble done.
No, not rambling at all. On the contrary, it's really interesting because each of us as humans has a different story, a different experience, right? And I think it's pretty universal to say, of course, differently, but you know, as kids are super open to these things. This is just completely normal. We are born with this imagination and this awareness that is often stifled by our families, society, you know, all the things. Then we become socialized and go to school and like, and then life, right? But no, it's really interesting. And I think to your point about following where your soul is being guided and listening to those nudges, whether it's, you know, tarot or Reiki or meditation or whatever it is. Yeah, listening to that and really honoring whatever that experience is for you, you know? Like for me, I feel like I've been unconsciously conscious for most of my life, but I didn't really have the vocabulary, or I was always interested in astrology. Always, like, I went to a seminar on that as a teenager. I remember my parents, you know, laughing because I always loved like that part of the bookstore that was all like into self-help. And
that was my favorite part.
And my dad would be like, oh, there goes Jess again, you know, the religion and the spirituality section. And because of my own extreme kind of, not extreme, but just sensitivity to, you know, approval, wanting my dad's approval, I think, and his lack of understanding or acceptance really of that, kind of shut down certain things, but not most of things. Like for me, it was more, I think in college I got more into astrology because of one of my roommates, you know, was into it. And then, I just always followed my heart. For me, it was always music, and somehow that was related to this. And again, I think I was unconscious, but following spirit actually this whole time, like, because my life never made sense, you know, why am I taking this path? It didn't make logical sense, you know? And then of course, Tyler, the person who came through in your session, passed in an accident when he was my first love, when I was 20, he was 23. And that shifted, well, I had a near-death experience. I don't know if we published that episode or if we will, but at that time in my life, I don't like the word died because he didn't die. He transitioned. And that was obviously traumatic. And I was so angry, and then I very unconsciously, but I just not very unconsciously angry, very angry at life. I was very irresponsible with my own life because I didn't value it or believe that I had any, that there was any meaning. And that led to me, crashing a car. Oh, such a heavy story, but I walked away just fine. The car was never driven again. Many things aligned on that day that I saw everything slowing down. I heard Tyler's voice in my head saying, "It's not your time, Jess." I could still see it. And it was like, it was an out of body experience. But obviously when something like that happens, that awakens you. You know, but even then I had resistance because of all the things going on in 3D, you know, you're a student, you have, and then, you know, you have student loans and bills to pay and life to figure out and family drama and so many other things can get in the way. But yeah, all this to say, how did I get here? later on, I realized that when I was writing songs, this whole time, since I was a teenager, I was actually channeling, working with spirit. Like I was a conduit this whole time. And I didn't have that realization until about, I think, 5 years ago. Through Oprah. At the time, she had this podcast you may have heard of called Super Soul, which I was really into. And she had on a guest, Carol Bay Seeger. She's a very, very prominent songwriter. And she described the experience of sitting down at the piano, I think, or maybe I've invented that, but being present. And how she was just basically being there, and the music was coming through her. And I remember I was out on a run listening to this, and I stopped and I was like, holy shit, that's exactly what I've been doing for 15 years or whatever, you know? But yeah, just to say, the journey is unique for everyone, and it's wonderful to be able to share. So I hope if you're listening, you know, you're able to share. We wish that we could just hear all of your stories and your experiences, because it's like meditating together, or the mediumship process you're talking about together. There's so much power in sharing and community and honoring each other's and our own journeys.
Absolutely. And I totally love how you described it as unconsciously conscious.
Yeah, that's me.
That feels so resonant. I feel like for so many people, you know, like,
totally.
I would even, before I became conscious, so to speak, mm-hmm. I feel like that was me. Like I always, the books, everything you said, I'm like, oh my gosh, every time we go to the bookstore, I would always go to the spiritual self-development, self-help section. I was such a geek for it. Back when I was growing up, I was born in the 80s, raised in the 90s, but like there was not as many resources as now. There are like so many, and it's so wonderful and it's so amazing. But I also feel like that applies to so many people, right? Because I Absolutely. Have this inherent belief and deep knowing that like we are all psychic, we are all intuitive. Yes. It's just like you practice playing the guitar or playing the piano, or you practice cooking. It's the same thing. You have to practice your psychic spidey. I call them psychic spidey senses. I don't know why.
I love that.
But you have to practice these things to develop them, like you're developing a muscle. So like, I don't know if anybody out there who's listening and or watching, if you've ever had this inkling or this hit or this little nudge of like moving you in this direction, like, yeah, you are inherently intuitive. You are psychic. You are connected much more so than you consciously might be aware of right now. Lean into that. Like, it's fun.
Absolutely.
And yeah, the
absolutely.
I can't say it scares me so much. I think there's still a part of me that's just like, what the fuck? For lack of any other word or description, it's kind of mind-blowing, but it feels like such a deep knowing. Like my soul is just like, thank God you're doing this. Like it's about time, you know what I mean?
Stop
like
resisting.
Stop resisting, just own whatever your power is in this space, and like let's move forward. But
yeah, if you're getting, because you want it, you've been interested in it for so long, so it just so it's long, like it's like okay,
it's the same thing with me of like working out consistently. I know that's in my highest and best. I know that's going to get me to where I'm seeing myself, because I'm psychic and intuitive. I literally see myself like in the version of me that I am consciously creating right now. I see that person, and she's in the body that like I'm excited to be in, you know, or that just feels more resonant to who I am as a being. Even though I love my body now, I know I'm like beautiful and amazing and all these things. Yes. It still doesn't feel as I don't know how to put this, and I mean, I guess I have to just be okay with people misunderstanding me, and that's fine. It doesn't feel as homey as it could, because it feel like this body came because of chronic illnesses and just other things, where my body is excited to be in that same space that I'm seeing myself in the future as well.
That completely makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, and you're still healing, you know, you're we're all healing, and it is a journey. And I think there's so much beauty and power in doing what you're doing, which is owning your truth and how you feel. Because no one has the right to say how you should feel. You feel how you feel. And that's, you know, beautiful and powerful. So, that's what we want to create through Heart First, is a supportive community where we allow each other to be and to express, you know, fully. I mean, but what you said makes sense to me so much. Plus, I think we all, not all, but those of us who are waking up have, at least, well, you and I, we can say, you know, a vision kind of how you see yourself and where you want to be, who you're becoming. And even though it already is, and it's all unfolding in present tense, and we know these things, we're also excited for the manifestation in this embodiment experience, you know, which is,
truly. Yeah, absolutely. I also just don't want, like, where my future body is, like, I'm not doing this because of diet culture, because I don't give a hoot about that on any level. It just feels like that is more in alignment with me and my soul.
Also, movement is so key to healing. I mean, we all have different, you know, I don't want to say struggles, but different areas, you know, that we're working on. We all have different stuff, right, that we're healing. But like, movement itself, as you already know, you're a yoga teacher, and, you know, it's as healing as nutrition, you know, it's as, it all matters. it really matters.
And it's all connected. So what we are consuming as of, like, eating, what we are watching, what we are surrounding ourselves with, it's 100% all connected on, like, every level. It's never just one thing.
No. And normally where we feel resistance is exactly where we need to be going.
I know. And it still blows my mind knowing all of this. And yet I find myself just like, and you know what it kind of is for me? Like, if I dig deeper and, like, try to get to the root to understand it better, which helps me also move forward. There, because I got so sick where I was disabled, I could not walk, I could not stand without excruciating pain. I wasn't able to feed myself properly. It was not a great time. But because I was in that space so long, there was a lot of, at the moment or in the time frame, like, why me? What the fuck is happening? I don't understand this. And then taking on that victim energy, because I felt very helpless. I felt like I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know why Western medicine and doctors could not understand what was wrong with me. I didn't understand why everything they were doing to try and help me was only making me feel worse. Like, it was so weird and dystopian in my mind, because it felt like, why is this not helping me, you know? And of course, which is kind of related to, I find the medical medium, which is so funny because that's what we're talking about. And of course, I've always been resonant with it. Like, there's so many different types of mediumship I'm now learning. Like, obviously, medical medium, he, like, is able to not only diagnose people, if he were not diagnosed, I don't like that term because he's not a doctor, but he's able to see energetically and spiritually and all the things, like, what could be an ailment for you, but also what he teaches is just how to get ourselves out of these holes, how to properly heal with food, vitamins, supplements, herbs, all the things. But, like, it's, like, so wild to me. So I think part of my resistance of moving forward to that vision I constantly see from spirit, like, I'm almost being bombarded, but not in a bad way. You know, they're constantly reminding me, like, this is what we're working for. This is what you're wanting to do. These are your goals. These are your visions. So I feel like part of my resistance is, like, leaving that comfort zone of the knowing how to be sick, right? Knowing what this energy and what this space feels like. And again, we just dropped a podcast about stepping into the unknown, but stepping into that unknown space where I have no idea, I know the steps I'm to take to lead me to where I want to go. I have, like, somewhat of a vision. Of course, I don't have the whole big picture because that's not the point, right? It's about being guided, following the nudges and what feels good for us. That is more of the point. And constantly trying to move in a direction that lights up our soul and feels good. But yeah, that space of, I know how to be sick. I know what that feels like. I know what this life looks like that I have built my life around being sick. And now that I'm moving out of that space, it's just like, I don't know where the hell I'm going.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
I have a blueprint of what this looks like. I have a blueprint of sickness. I have a blueprint of what my life looks like if I stay right here. And even though that's not the life I want, it feels safer versus where I'm going. Yeah. I don't see the fucking blueprint. I don't know anything other than what I know, right? Knowing that this feels good, this feels aligned, this feels divine even. I need to keep moving and trusting in faith, which also feels really scary because it's like taking that leap of faith. And the net will appear. Isn't that like a saying? And that's what I'm working on doing.
Yeah.
Even
and
though
I think
that's scary.
Absolutely. And I think that is also a very universal, whether you've been chronically ill or not, that is a universal, like changing your life, whatever the situation is. Like for me, it's my music career. Cause I know that's why the major reason why I'm here, plus this podcast, obviously, but you know, to awaken love for like, everyone has stuff, like, and the more you've lived life, the more stuff you probably have, at least from this lifetime. So it can feel so heavy and scary to be like, for me, like, how do I imagine myself as this massive success when I've been through so much crap in the music industry? I've met so many unhealed people, and I'm no victim. I created that. I understand I had so much to learn, and I still have so much to learn. But when visualizing and imagining the life that I want and that I know, I know, and it's not my ego, it's my heart. I know I'm here. I know I'm meant to be on stage in front of thousands of people because I'm here to awaken love. And that is fucking scary when you consider, oh my God, she has such courage. Like, who the fuck does she think she is? You know, all that voice from my childhood or from lived experiences with the system, the old earth, you know, and you're like, oh my gosh, she's still doing this. They said that when I turned 30, you know, my career was over. When I started, I was 23 and I was told to say I was 19. You know, this was normal, whatever that is. So like, there's so many things that different, completely unique journeys you and I have, but it's really the same shit. It's really the same allowing yourself to think big and whatever big is for you. Maybe big is, it doesn't have to be this being on stage in front of all these people. That's just like how I feel I'm meant to be. And I could be wrong. I'm being open to the how, allowing yourself to have the greater vision for your life and just to move with courage, like no matter what anybody says, because most people are not going to fucking support you. Most people in your fit. Well, I don't know. Maybe you have the dream family and the dream people around you. And God, I hope you do. But most people sure don't. So just, you got to believe in yourself. You got to just go for it. And like, what's the worst that can happen? Like, oh, someone's going to think I'm a failure. Guess what? I already thought it was a failure. So I'm still here. I'm alive. God willing, I'm healthy. And I'm going to keep doing what I love because that's what life is about. It's not about living in fear and living in comfort because what comes from comfort? I mean, and most people are uncomfortably comfortable anyway.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sorry, I went off.
No, amen. Preach. But yes, you are so, you're so right. That was spot on.
Well, it's because like, I'm sure whoever's listening, like you have your own story, right? And we all have these reasons to feel like, oh, could this actually, how can I, whether it's, and God, I hope that you believe a million zillion percent in yourself, but like the baggage that we carry, our scars, our wounds, our fears. And that's why it is so important that we speak with one another the way Ifoma and I are speaking now, and that we're speaking and sharing with you and supporting you. Because life is too short to not, like, regardless of how old you are, what your circumstances, just keep knowing you're supported. And there's no way you can really fuck up. You'll just learn something and shift.
Yep. Absolutely. Amen to that. I don't have anything to say.
I did not mean to get so activated. Clearly, I'm someone who's hasn't had that support around me, so I've had to give it to myself, you know?
I mean, but that's so important, though, because it can be so easy, and I have absolutely been there, slip into the woe is me victim, like, I don't have support yet. It's very easy to slip into that, but, like, I think you might have talked about already, nobody's coming to save us, you know? Like, we just have to advocate for ourselves in all the ways, let ourselves be and feel the feels when we need to, but don't stay there. Don't get wrapped up in it, because that's not your identity. That's not why you're here. That's not who you're supposed to be. And that's not why you were created, right? Everybody who's here on this planet at this time, while we're all going through this mass awakening, has a key role in helping shift the collective consciousness. Even if you do nothing but work at a gas station for your entire life, as long as you're doing that with love and joy and you're reaching and connecting people, that is still as fucking important as people writing books or doctors healing with whatever. Like, it's just everybody's here on purpose. Even if we feel like we don't want to be, we still have a bigger role and a bigger purpose. And, like, just, it's okay to be in it, but get up, keep pushing forward. Even if you take one tiny baby step at a time, one baby step even once a week is perfect. As long as you are consistently moving forward, the timing does not matter how fast or slow you go. But as long as you continuously take those steps forward, that is amazing. And celebrate that and congratulate that, because I can tell you from my own experience, I took the most minute, smallest steps forward. And then I would fall off for like a month or longer. And then I'd get up again, take another very tiny baby step forward, fall back 2 months. And I kept repeating this process until the steps became a bit longer, a bit more continuous, and a more consistent pacing, I guess. And there's still times where I'm taking like 10 steps forward. And then like last week I had my period and I literally could not do fucking anything. I couldn't. I was so exhausted. I think it's a combination of like my period, the energies are shifting, I'm in this transformation space, yada, yada, all the things, right? It was just a perfect storm. My body was like, no, you need to rest. Did I resist that? Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Permission from Jess to be like, you need a rest. And she kept telling me all week long, I'm like, why do I need permission from somebody else to let myself do a basic thing? But I still have obviously programming from our society and go, go, go and move, move, move and always accomplish something. And that's, we are human beings, meaning we need to just be. We're not human doing. We're not human accomplishments. Like, those are great and those are fine. But we're human beings. The journey is about being. The journey is about connecting more with your soul. The journey is about peeling back layers of who you think you are to get to who really you are, to who we really are on the inside. And the journey is about sharing love and connection and community and growing. And just letting yourself be in this space versus feeling like you constantly have to do all the things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Rest. Your value. Yes. Your value is not greater or less given on anything that you do. Your value is, you are divine and your value is so, so great. And the more we recognize our divinity and our connection as part of this source energy. I love that.
I love all you guys. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for joining us. And there my light goes out. We thank you so much for joining us. Love sharing our spiritual journeys with you and mediumship. And we will put the link for Lori Rainbow, what's her name?
Lauren Rainbow, yes.
Lauren, excuse me. Lauren Rainbow below, and sending you love.
And as always, do not forget, if you have any questions, comments, just want to share love or share your experience and start a dialogue, a connection, email at us at heartfirst.podcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. That's all we have right now, really.
Yeah, really, YouTube.
YouTube and Instagram.
Most important, yeah, at Heart First. That way you can actually check out the full episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love you so, so much. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Catch you soon. Bye.
Bye.